It's hard to believe that a whole year has passed since the Petira von unser größer Mashkiach Hagun HaTzadik Ramatzio Salomon Zeichet Tzadik for Kudish Levrucha, and we are ready by his first Yuletide. I've been asked to speak Divrei His Oiris Divrei Zikuroin about the Mashkiach, some stories about him and from his lifetime, what we can learn from his Hanhoga and from his Masim, that this should be Le'ilin Nishmusoi, and that we should know the correct Derech, what should we be focusing on, and how we should be advancing in our Avodas Hashem. And I want to speak today about a particular facet of the Mashkiach's life and of his Hanhoga, which wasn't always so apparent to everybody. And this was something which wasn't evident to everybody, because it was something which was more b'chedre chadurim, but it is an important inyan to bring out that b'mukim gedilusoi shom atomoitze im v'sonisoi, that as great as the Mashkiach was, at the same time, he was a very humble person. And I want to bring this out from a few different stories and start off with the Gewaltige Wort, which he said, and to show how this Wort, how he was Nur Deurish for Nur Mekayim himself, this Gewaltige Wort. It's written in Parshas Bereishis, when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, V'yase loikim eshnei ha-mo'oiris ha-gedoylim. The Rebbeinu Shem created the two great luminaries, the sun and the moon. And Rashi tells us that Shovem Nivri, they were both created, the sun and the moon, they were both created the same. They were both equal in their size and in their power and in their strength. But because the Levuna was Mekatrig and said, it's not possible for two kings to share the same crown. You have to have one of them who's in control. It has to be one of them who's going to take the lead. So how can I be equal to the sun? So because of that, the moon was punished. And the Rebbeinu Shem reduced the moon to as we see it today. And this is what the Pusik tells us. In the continuation, Es Hamua Hagudoil Lemshelas Hayoim Vesamuay Hakutoin Lemshelas Halaila. The sun, that's the larger, the greater luminary which shines by day, and the moon, this is the smaller one which is by night. So ask Rav Matisyo Zen to Santa question. Why was the Levuna punished for asking this question and saying, I efsha l'shnei meluchim sheyishtamshi b'kesa echad? Was the moon not correct? It is takazoi. You need to have a clear leader. You can't expect two people to share the power together. It just doesn't work. So why was the Levuna being punished for stating the obvious? And Ramatzio gezugt of dem, a gewaltige, gewaltige Teretz. In Parshas Boy is written the very first mitzvah which the Rebbeinu Shloilem gave over to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah fin Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rashi tells us that the Rebbeinu Shloilem showed the new Levuna to Moshe Rabbeini. Herei Levuna Bechidisha. The Rebbeinu Shloilem showed Moshe Rabbeini the new moon. Va'omaloi, and the Boshim told him, Kashayereich mischadesh yilechu rosh chodesh. So this is the mitzvah. Every month we have to look at the moon, and when we see the new moon, we know that the time has come a new chodesh. And this very first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh tells us the Torah, Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimoy. Normally, when Hashem gave over the mitzvahs, Hashem spoke only to Moshe Rabbeini. Here was an exception. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron together. And Rashi explains, b'shvil she'aroin usa v'turach b'moifsim k'moisha, because Anna Koyen had a big part of the Makos, bringing the Makos and the Moifsim Mitzrayim like Moshe Rabbeini, because of this, chulak loy kovet ze b'mitzvah reshoina. That's why the Rebbe Yishim included Anna Koyen in this very first mitzvah, shekol aloy im Moshe b'dibber, and included him in this very first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And then the Pusik carries on, in Pusik Gimel, Hashem tells over to Moshe and Aaron, Dabri el kol adas Yisrael leimoy, and so on. And Rashi asks a question, why does it say, Dabri, they should both speak? V'chi Aaron medaber, v'halik v'anema ata tedaber. We find early on, this is in Perek Zion, Pusik Beis, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeini, you are going to be the one to speak. So why suddenly here does it say in this Pusik, Dabri, that they should speak? The Pusik says in Parshas Va'era, Ata tadaber es kol asher tzaveka, v'anochi chidaber para. You are the main speaker. So why suddenly here is Aaron being included? Freik Rashi v'chi Aaron medaber? Zog Rashi a gewaldige teretz. El chol kim kuvoid ze loze. In reality, it was only Moshe Rabbeini who gave over the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael. And the Torah writes a Lushan Rabbim, because Moshe and Aaron were cholkim kuvoid ze loze. Each one would give such kuvod one to the other. V'oimrim ze loze lamdeini. And each one would say to the other brother, you teach me, you explain it to me. And through their discussion together, the dibber would go out to Klal Yisrael, ki'ili shenehem medabrim. And it looked like as if both of them were speaking and giving this over to Klal Yisrael. Whereas in reality, it was only ata tadaber. It was actually Moshe Rabbeini, who he was the one who spoke to Klal Yisrael. He did it in such a way of cholkim kuvod ze loze that it would look like Anna Koyen was part and parcel of it. Each one was deferring to the other one. V'adibu yoytze mibein sheneihem. So therefore, that's why the Torah writes v'dibri. And we find in Parshas Shemois that Moshe Rabbeini didn't want to leave Midian to go back to Mitzrayim. And he told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have an older brother, Anna Koyen. He's going to be upset that he wasn't chosen and I was the one who's chosen. And the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, no, don't worry. Hine hine yoytze likrusecho v'roacho v'sumach beliboy. Anna Koyen is going to come out to greet you and he's going to rejoice that his younger brother has been chosen. Says Rashi, it's not like you thought. You don't have to be worried that Moshe Rabbeini, that Anna Koyen is going to be jealous of you. Just the opposite. Not only is he not going to be jealous, he's going to have a gewaldige simcha that you were chosen to be the one to take Klal Yisrael out of the shibud. So said Reb Matisyo, a gewaldige vod. The Levuna came with a Tana. I efsha l'shnei meluchim shishtamshi bekesa echod. It's not reasonable. You cannot expect two kings to share the same crown. And the Levuna was punished. She was reduced in size. Was she not right in her question? The answer is no. And look at Moshe and Aaron. They were the living proof that efshel l'shnei meluchim sheyishtamshi bekesa echot. It's possible for even two brothers to live together without any kinna, without any sinna, without any feeling that my brother's taking away from me. And by them was just the opposite. Cholkim kuvod ze leze, oyim ze leze lamdeini, v'hayoyt v'adib yoyt b'bein shenayim. So Moshe and Aaron were the proof that efshel l'shnei meluchim shishtamshi bekesa echad. And therefore by this first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, This was said over by Moshe and Aaron together. And finished off Rav Matzion, he said, a gewaltige Wort. We know in the tefillah of Kiddush Levuna, which we say every month, we ask, please, Rabbein Shalom, please, to be memala, the pegimas halavuna, v'lo yebo shemiyat v'yeye oy halavuna ka oy hachamo. And this is going to be le'usid lovoy when Mashiach comes. Then there will be no longer any kinner and any sinner. And then the Rabbein Shalom is going to be memala, is going to fill in the pegimas halavuna, because then everybody will see the efsha l'shnei meluchim shishtamshi b'kesa echad. Now the Mashkiach was the living embodiment of this. Although the Mashkiach was a gewaltige, gewaltige manig, and no matter what shala he was asked, even the most difficult and complicated shalas, he didn't hesitate to answer with a gewaldige, gewaldige klokheit, with a gewaldige das teure. Despite that, the Mashkiach didn't have a problem sometimes to defer to other gedolim. And not only did he not have a problem, he even was able to defer to other gedolim when he held nishtazoy. Want to relate a gewaldige story. We all know that the Mashkiach was the one who he spearheaded the gewaldige mapecha of technology, how Klal Yisrael needs to act about the sakuna of internet and modern technology. And he was the one who was in the driving seat, planning and working out what can we do to awaken Klal Yisrael, which this culminated in the gewaldige, gewaldige Mamed Kiddush Hashem in City Field, where Rav Matzion himself said he doubts has been as a gewaldige kinnus since this man of Chorban Beis Hamikdash. But what not everybody knows is the following story. That in the weeks before the City Field event actually took place, Rav Matzion was very, very concerned and very worried that the Olam was not yet fully attuned, was not yet fully aware of the severity of the Inyan. And Rav Matzion felt that not all the Rabbonim and not all the Gedolim were yet on board. And he was concerned that if this Mamed is going to go ahead as planned on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then not everybody is going to come, because not everybody had yet fully understood and comprehended the severity of the Matzav. And therefore, Rav Matzion wanted that this Mamed should be postponed for a few months until Chodesh Elul. And by that time, they'll have had more chance to get out the message and to have more smaller meetings with various Rabbunim and various Kehillas, and through that to make sure that when this Mamed is going to take place, that there will be a proper turnout, because one can't risk Chas V'Shulam that original Asifa shouldn't have Atzlocha. And Rav Matzion went to speak to the Sklener Rebbe, to ask him to agree that we need to push off this Mamed from Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Chodesh Elul, and then we'll have more time to work at that, getting everybody on board. However, when the Sklener Rebbe heard Rav Matzion's request, he answered him as follows: as this Marucha keneged internet technology, v'menish gevinen b'derech hateva, mevetis no gevinen lemala miderech hateva. This is not a battle which we can win b'derech hateva. We can only win this battle lemala miderech hateva. And therefore, we shouldn't be planning for this Mamed just b'derech hateva, And we need to do more hishtadlus. We need to awaken the oilam more. Let's just go ahead. It's anyway going to be a marucha, which is going to be lemala miderech hateva. Now, although the mashkiach was very worried and very strong in his feelings that we have to push off this marmot, as soon as he heard the words of the Skelener Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik Livrucha, straight away, Ramatzio said, if this is what the Rebbe has said, this is what we're going to do. And that was the end of the topic. And as we all know, the Gewaldige Marmot went ahead and was this unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. Like the Mashkiach himself said, he doubts as that since the Zman of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there has ever been as a Gewaldige Marmot of Kiddush Hashem from such a Olam coming together. So here we have that the Matzioh, he was the one spearheading and controlling and leading everything leading up to this Gewaldige Marmot. And he wanted very much to push it off. But the second the Skelener Rebbe told him, no, let's just go ahead, without another word, he straight away deferred to the opinion of the Skelener Rebbe. There's a Gewaldige Haskoma which the Mashkiach wrote on the Sefer Mishcha Shemen. This is a Sefer from Hagun Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeicher Tzadik Livrucha. This Haskoma Ramatzio wrote only two, three years before he fell ill. And in this Haskoma, he writes as follows. It's worth reading out his Haskoma. Concerning your Bakusha, that I should write a Haskoma and Hamlutz on this Sefer, Kol zois ruchak mimeni ma'oid. This is very, very far removed from me. And then he goes on to explain how great Reb Chaim was, and everything which has been said and written about him until now does not begin to scratch the surface of his true gadlus and his true kedusha and his gewaldige middus and so on. And then he writes the following words: Koirin oisi chove shaloi. People call me his chavrisa, because for more than 15 years we learned together b'chavrisa. Ki yoyse mechamesh esre shuna lemadni betzavsa. We learned together. Avol ho'emesi, the truth is, shekol oisoi hazman hoyisi talmidoi. Writes Matsyo, I wasn't actually really his chavrisa. I was his talmid. Loirak belimid, not just in learning, he instilled in me from his greatness. Even without him saying anything, just being in his presence, rubbed off on me from his greatness. It's hard for me to imagine what would have become of me if not that Hashem was mezakeh me that I should become close to him. And therefore you understand how difficult it is for me to write a haskoma on the sefer of such a person. Look what gewaldige anova, how Ramatzio writes about himself. What would I have been if not for the fact that I was zoicha to have Reb Chaim as my chavrisa? I wasn't his chavrisa, I was his talmid. Without him, who knows what would have become of me? There's a gewaldige vort, which the B'nai Yisoscha writes in his Sefer Agra Dekala. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Ovini gives his parting brucha. And he says, Vayvorchem b'yoy mahi leimoy. And this is the brucha which every father benches his sons. Vayvorchem b'yoy mahi leimoy b'chu yivurchi su leimoy yisimcha leikim kefraim menachshe. Chemenachshe. Freikte b'nei yisoscha. Why dafke, that's the brucha that every father benches his son, kefraim menachshe? To say that you should be like Re'even and Shimon is an ochlish kin kleiner brucha. So, what's licked in this brucha We wish and we bench all our children that should be like Ephraim and Amnasha. Gezuk de b'nei Yisoscha gewalti gewalt. The Mishnah says in others, Hakina v'hatava v'hakuvoid moitziyim es ha'udam min ha'oilam. When Yaakov Avini put his right hand on Ephraim, the younger brother, and his left hand on Manasseh, the older brother, there was a great danger that Ephraim, the younger brother, the covert could have gone to his head, that he's getting preferential treatment. At the same time, Manasseh, the older brother, could easily have become jealous, and he could have been nichshel in kinna and tava. Why am I not like my younger brother? But not Ephraim, the covered went to his head, and not Manasseh was jealous of his younger brother. Zuk the b'nei Yisoscha, this is the brucha that we wish, and we bench our children. Yisimcha lekim k'Ephraim Manasseh. Should be zoicha to these qualities, that you shouldn't have kinna and tava and covered, which is moitziyim es ha'udam min ha'olam. The Mashkiach was a gewaldige manig, with a gewaldige, gewaldige klugheit, and he never hesitated from knowing, from saying what he knew to be the emes and what he knew was to be correct. But at the same time, he didn't have a problem if he felt to defer to somebody else, to be mevatar to somebody else. I remember when I was in Gates at Yeshiva, and my father, Zechoyne Levrucha, was nifta. When I came back to Yeshiva after the shiva, Sir Matasios called me in and he said to me, "You daven Nisach Svad." And here in Yeshiva, we all daven Nisach Ashkenaz. So Sir Matasios to me, "If you want Dafka, if you're Makpid that you want to Dafka daven in Nisach Svad, I have no problem. Yeshiva will arrange, we'll make a minion, you'll get your own minion, you should be able to daven in front of the Umid, Nisach Sfad." Matthew said to me, "I personally am advising you not to do that, Barovam Hadras Melech, rather daven in front of the whole Yeshiva and daven Nisach Ashkenaz. But if you want, we will arrange for you to daven Nisach Sfad." Now if you think about it, Sada Gewaldige, Gewaldige Zach. In Yeshiva, there was only one minion. There didn't exist that there was a second minion. The ganze Yeshiva davened together. And Ramatzio was very makpid about that. And he used to look around and patrol and make sure that everybody was there, davening, coming on time. He used to speak about it constantly. As the davenen zozan, the davenen zo davenen zezamen. And Ramatzio knew fully well that if I'm going to daven and make my own minion, it's going to be a breakaway, and it's going to cause a certain riffian in Yeshiva. He didn't mention that to me, but I'm sure he was very aware of it. But despite that, he said to me, "If I want to daven Nisach Sfad, he's got no problem, and the Yeshiva will make sure that it happens, and we will organize a minion, Shachris, Mincha Amarif." And that means arranging a separate Sefer Torah with a separate Urna Kodesh, with a separate room, a whole Ibekenish. But he advised me not to do it. And I followed his advice and I listened to him. But you see here how he was so quick. And after all, the yeshiva, the Minhag HaMukim, is Minhag Ashkenaz. So why should I go and daven Sfad? If I'm down yeshiva, I need to daven the Minhag HaMukim. He didn't say that. Happy that I should daven my own nisach. Similarly, although I used to, and my mother's angazim, we'd often ask the mashkiach many questions in all facets of life. When it came to inyunim of shadichim, and my mother wanted to speak over with the mashkiach various ideas and suggestions for shadichim, Ramatzio said to her, "When it comes to shadichim, you need to speak to the Biyana Rebbe Shlita. The Biyana Rebbe, he's the Rosh of your Mishpocha. He's the head of your Mishpocha. This is something you need to ask him And what he does, what he advises you, this is what you should be doing. So again, although he was very involved in everything going on in our lives, he knew this is something which he should defer. It's not for him to answer, although we would have been happy to hear what he had to say. I heard a gewaltige story from a Chavamana. He told me, he was a Chassidische Bucher, told me that one day Ramatzio called him in. He didn't know what Ramatzio wanted from him. Ramatzio called his Bucher in, and he says to him, there's a certain Bucher here in Yeshiva, a Bucher who, he comes from a Rebbe family. I don't know who this was. He told me it was some other Bucher from Stamford Hill. He comes from a Rebbe family. But this Bucher isn't Chassidish in the slightest. He doesn't have any inkling of Chassidus. And Ramatzio told the second Bucher, he said, I want that you should have a hashpur on him. Machem Chassidish. Told him, I want you to make him Chassidish. He comes from such a Rebbe Shemishpucha. He needs to go in the footsteps of his Zaydas and Elter Zaydas. So again, a gewaltige story. We have Ramatzio, who his role was, he was the Mashkiach in a Litvish yeshiva. He was the one who was transmitting the Mesoira of the Gedoyle Litter. That's how he viewed his tafkid. He was the one, the torchbearer, transmitting the Torahs and the Hashkofes and the Derech from Gedoyle Litter. But yet, at the same time, told a Bucher, be Makar of this Bucher to Chassidus. Comes from a Rebbe Shemesh Bucher. Make sure that he carries on the Derech of his Zaydas. Ramatzio once spoke to me into Santa Yisod. We know if a person wants to be koine something, you want to make it yours, you need to make a kinyan. If you don't make a kinyan, it's not going to be yours. And something which is hefka, until you're koine, it remains hefka. Ramatzio told me, we find the gewaltige chiddush in Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, on the pusik udam ki yakrev mikem korban lashem min abaheim min abukim min atzoyim takrives korbanchem. And Rashi has a question. Why does the pusik use the word udam? Udam ki yakrev mikem. It should rather have said ish ki yakrev mikem. So says Rashi, the pusik is telling us the following lesson. Udam loma nema. Ma Udam Harishin loy hikriv min hagezel. Just like Udam Harishin, when he was makriv a korban, he didn't bring a stolen animal. Shehakoil hoye shaloi, because all the animals in the world belonged to him, because there was no one else around. So oy bazoi, af atem loy sakrivi min hagezel. You should also not bring from gezel. So Matzio told me, in this Rashi shteite gewaldige chiddush, that all the animals in the world belonged to Udam Harishon. Although he wasn't actually koina all of them. He hadn't made a kinyan on all of them. But by the mere fact that there was no one else in the world, so therefore, hakoil hoye shaloi. And we don't say that they were just merely hefka. We say that they were his. Because there was nobody else there. So therefore, since it was biyudoi to be koine them, therefore, although he hadn't actually made the kinyan, they were considered as if they were his. Now the same yisod applies to the avoider of tikkun hamidus. Sometimes people look at the avoider of tikkun hamidus as something which is a dove hefka. They don't know how to be koiner it. They look at it as a dove shaloi bula oilam. It's lamalef in their hasugas. And therefore they give up their miyayish. But etzem, all the midas, all the avoidas, they're there for us, they're there for taking. We just need to take them. Hakoil shaloi. Everything belongs to us. We just need to take it. A yid once came to the Heilige Rishna. And he said he wants to do teshiva. He just doesn't know how to do teshiva. So the Rishna said to him, tell me. And when you did Averis, how did you know to do Averis? Who taught you how to do Averis? So the man said, I didn't know. I did this and I did that. And afterwards people told me this was forbidden and that was forbidden. This was an Avera and that was Avera. I did all these things and afterwards I realized everything I did was wrong. Said the Rishna, so now do exactly the same. Start davening, start learning. Later on you'll see you've done teshiva. Don't start making a program. I need to work on this, I need to work on that. Just start davening and learning and you'll realize that you've done teshiva. Ramatsio used to always mention this yisod. A person just needs to daven, just needs to learn. Try your best, try your hardest, keep going. And you'll see afterwards, you'll see everything will slot into place. You'll see everything will fit into place. This is our avoider. We just need to try our hardest. Matsyo always used to try his hardest. Don't know whether people were aware, but he had the hanahuga. When he would bench Zimmon and he would say, Nevurach le'loikeini, shochalni mishaloi. Most people, when they say it, they would just jump a bit off their chair, shuffle their chair a bit. Ramatsio would stand up, meloi koimusoi. He would rise to his feet. This was his avoider. The sky was the limit. He tried and he tried, higher and higher. And now, as we've come to his first Yuletide, our avoider is to go in the derech that he showed us, the derech that he taught us. Efshel l'shnei meluchim shishtam shi bekesa echod. Cholkim kuvet zeh lezeh, oymim zeh lezeh lamdeini. And through that we'll all be zoicha, emyitz Hashem, to be marbe in kuvet shamayim. I'll just finish off with one final vod. How Ramatsio was cholkim kuvet zeh lezeh, for oymim zeh lezeh lamdeini. I once showed Ramatsio many years ago with Takamina Zan Yeshiva an interessante Sefer Chasidim. And I asked him the pshat in this Sefer Chasidim. And at the time, he didn't have a pshat. He said he's going to speak it over. He used to give a vad for the Bnei Yakoilo. He's going to speak it over with the Bnei Havad. And then he'll get back to me to see what they've come to a conclusion. So, a few days later, I'm sitting in yeshiva, and suddenly I get a message. The mashkiach is waiting for you in his house. I should quickly run up the road. I didn't know what he wanted. It was the middle of Seder. I ran up the road, and Matsyo was there by his house, and the whole Chevrei HaKoilel from the Vard were there in his house. I had told Matsyo where this was in the Sefer Chassidim. Looks like I had told him by mistake the wrong page or the wrong simon. And now when he'd opened the sefer and wanted to discuss it with the Chevrei HaKoilel, he couldn't find it. So what happened? So the mashkiach told him what had happened. I had told him, I had shown him this sefer chassidim, and now he can't find it. So he phoned to yeshiva that I should please come up the road to show it to him. Now you think about this, Masa. As a gewaltige Masa, Ramatsio didn't need to do any of this. He could have gone out the room, could have phoned for me to come, and he could have taken me into a room, and I could have shown him the Sefer Chassidim without him needing to say in front of all the Koilo that he hadn't seen the Sefer Chassidim himself. I had shown it to him, and he hadn't seen it before. And not only that, I had to come in the house. They all saw me come and show the mashkiach where this Sefer Chassidim was. So this is the mashkiach being cholkim kuvet zeh lozeh for oymim zeh lezeh lamdeini, not from Moshe to Aaron, but from the greater mashkiach to a younger bucha in yeshiva. This was this madrega of the mashkiach. Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha should be a melitz Yosha Melitz Toiv, first for his Mishpocha, for his Talmidim, and for all of Klal Yisrael, Umen Ken Yerutzayn.